From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenyans voted Thursday in the country's second presidential election since August. Turnout appears significantly lower than it was for the August 8th first election. Violent protests erupted in some opposition strongholds, and security issues have forced voting in several areas to be delayed until Saturday. From Nairobi, VOA's correspondent on the ground, Jill Craig, reports.
A poll worker in Nairobi's Mathare slum said that out of 656 registered voters at that location, only about 50 people came to vote between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thursday. She said that during the August election, more than 200 voters cast ballots during the same period. Opposition leader Raila Odinga instructed his supporters to boycott this election after his demands to delay the vote and replace members of the Electoral Commission were turned down. President Uhuru Kenyatta, the winner of the first election, which the Supreme Court nullified, said Thursday that 90% of the country is calm, is peaceful, and is voting. He also said the rights of both those who choose to vote and those who choose to boycott should be respected. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
NATO has accused Russia of misleading the Western military alliance about the military exercises it held last month with Belarus. On Thursday, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said there is a discrepancy between what Russia briefed before the exercise and the actual numbers in the scale and scope of the exercise. Russian defense officials said the Zapad 2017 exercise involved 12,700 troops, but NATO says there were nearly 100,000 troops involved in that exercise. This is VOA News. The social media company Twitter on Thursday announced it would block any advertising on its platform from Russia-sponsored news outlets Sputnik and RT. The company, in a statement on its blog, said it took the step as part of its, quote, ongoing commitment to help protect the integrity of the user experience on Twitter. Twitter cited a report produced in January by U.S. intelligence agencies that concluded the Russian government attempted to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will have no role to play in the future of his country. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, the last scheduled stop on Tillerson's week-long trip to the Middle East and South Asia.
Syria's civil war has gone on for more than 6 years. Nearly 500,000 people have been killed and around 11 million have been displaced, both inside and outside the country. Despite the bleak picture, Tillerson sees positive signs toward a political resolution to this crisis. He says the militant Islamic State group is on the brink of defeat and the United States is continuing to de-escalate violence in Syria. He says the United States wants to see Syria emerge from this war as a whole and unified country, a country in which President Bashar al-Assad has no role to play.
I've said this many times as well, that we do not believe there is a future for the Assad regime, the Assad family. I think I've said it on a number of occasions. The reign of the Assad family is coming to an end, and the only issue is how should that be brought about? And we believe it can be brought about and will be brought about.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States government has announced changes to its non-immigrant work visa policies that are expected to make renewals much more difficult. In the past, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services would generally approve the renewals unless the visa holder had committed a crime. Now, renewals will face the same scrutiny as the original applications. President Trump on Thursday declared a nationwide public health emergency to address an escalating opioid crisis that killed 64,000 people last year. At the White House, he said, "We cannot allow this to continue. We can be the generation that ends the opioid epidemic." He said urgent action is necessary to confront the abuse of painkilling drugs. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.